1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, I don't have a lot of time, so Mr. Bozell, you're suing a co-worker and his, you're suing a, two people that you know and their wives, correct?
Right now I am, because I think this is a very important time in the history of our country. I think that we all have to pull together, and I don't see any reason for people now to be going out and in the most indiscriminate manner and without any thought to the safety of this nation, going out and getting tanned in the way that they are, because these four people had come back.
Now, you're suing them because they went out and got a tan?
Let me back up. The Arab Americans, I got nothing against. The terrorists, the people that are trying to hurt America, and the Taliban, are all darker-skinned people, but they're not black people. For my friends to go out and get a tan and just turn up at my house for dinner tanned, that was a cause for concern, and that's why I did contact my attorney.
You contacted your attorney because you said that your friends who are blue-eyed and green-eyed shouldn't have had as deep a tan, because that's, what, not patriotic?
I think it's not patriotic. I think they understand that darkening yourself up is slightly treasonous. I mean, the darker you are, the more you look like some of these people who are trying to hurt America. And the more you look like some of these people that is trying to hurt America, the more uneasy people are.
But you got nothing against Arab Americans?
No, because they're tan naturally. But a guy with blue or green eyes and a tan, you know, that's an American who, I have to say, with malice aforethought, went out and tanned himself up to look like an Arabian or an enemy of the...
All right, hold on. There is no malice aforethought when people go out and get a tan. People just get a tan because, and I know it's been warm in California lately. Where did they go? They went to Huntington Beach?
That's correct, yes.
And this has you worried.
Because we had just been talking about it, and I said, it is difficult to avoid profiling people. And if I saw darker-skinned people, I'd be nervous. And that's when I know they decided they'd go to the beach and get a tan and come to my house.
To what? To hurt you?
Well, the lawsuit that my attorney drew up...
Well, I've got the lawsuit in front of me. This was drawn up by Dolores Blazingame. Torturous interference with your ability to achieve rational thought. Extreme emotional anguish by presenting the possibility of being Arabian. And profound mental rape for ridiculing and demeaning you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And another time, getting a tan... Any other time in California, getting a tan is a normal and healthy pursuit. What I'm trying to say, and I think what people like me are trying to say, now is not the time to get a tan. I mean, and we're simply asking the owners and operators of tanning salons to stop.
Okay, that comes under another part that you want an injunction against tanning salons, because you are asking tanning salons to close down because they encourage darkening the skin.
It encourages normal, non-tanned Americans to identify.
Okay, since this were clear, you have no problem with Arab Americans. You have a problem with normal Americans getting a tan.
I have a problem with them.
I got to tell you something, man. You know, I've heard some wild...
Well, Mr. Hendry, I heard the way you were talking to that man last hour. You're not going to talk over me, okay?
I'm going to say what I think, and I think that shutting down tanning salons, you think Americans darkening themselves up...
could have a very profound and frightening effect on Americans. Already we've got people scared half to death. Now you want everybody to get tanned?
You got to get a grip on yourself, okay?
Sir, I have a grip on myself. I'm saying that normal, non-tanned Americans who go out and get a tan, it may encourage people to identify with our enemies. We're simply asking for a six-month moratorium on tans until we can get the bulk of this Bin Laden situation under control.
All right, and there's one more thing that I have to mention to my audience. I'll give our phone number, then I'll mention it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell of Corona, California, is suing two friends of his and their wives for going out purposefully getting tanned so as to present themselves as Arabs or enemies of America. Now, the police have charged you with domestic battery.
Sir, I was wrestling cocoa butter.
The police charged you with a domestic battery for your wife got struck in the face?
I was taking cocoa butter out of my wife's purse, and her face, yes, got in the way. Cocoa butter and baby oil, which she was going to use to tan herself.
You how is it that you get domestic battery?
I accidentally struck my wife. I told a police officer that I did not mean to do it.
Well, you bruised her.
Well, sir, she went against my wishes and the wishes that I have for my family, and she went and got cocoa butter along with, I don't know, I understand why people are...
The comment you made to the officer, cocoa butter and baby oil, put those together with anthrax and you can bend over and kiss your ass goodbye. What kind of a comment is that?
I regret being as extreme as I was, but what I'm trying to say is right now we don't need to be getting tanned.
Of all the things that we have to avoid, opening mail that may be suspicious, not watching perhaps a suspicious person or neighbor, of all the things that we could be doing to help our country, not getting a tan isn't going to help this country, okay? And I think that your lawsuit could be frivolous.
Well, that's why we have. That's why they call it a horse race. You may lack one horse. I may lack another horse. Let's just see how the races run. Because I can tell you right now, I worked security for Johnson Beverage Company in Portland, Oregon for 4 years. I did carry a weapon. I worked in security. And in my small way, I worked for our country. And if I don't...
Do you need to take a moment?
Please.
We're talking with Steve Bozell. I understand that you, you worked as a security guard at where?
Johnson Beverage Company. I also am a father of two small children, my son, Stephen Jr., my daughter, April. And I love them both very much, and I just don't want to see nothing happen to them.
Nothing is going to happen to them, sir. People getting tans...
I would rather see people just have their normal coloration or their normal pigmentation until all of this is done.
So that we can't even pursue our normal lives.
Pursue your normal life all you want, but when you darken up on purpose and show up on my doorstep, not 5 hours later after you think that's funny.
All right, so here's the point you're trying to make. Your friends went out and got a tan on purpose to scare you.
Torturous interference with my ability to achieve rational thought. This is what the lawsuit says. Extreme emotional anguish and profound mental rape, yeah.
Profound mental rape. I've never heard of that in legal terms. 1-800-449-8686. Two of the friends, Cliff Pettigrew, his wife Janine, Roy Hutchins, and his wife Nancy, showed up at this man's house with deep, dark tans, and he felt they were insulting him and trying to scare him after they'd had a conversation about dark-skinned people and the enemies of America. He also, and this is the craziest thing, but he's got a lawyer working for him, he wants an injunction to close down tanning salons. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. We'll be back to our guest in a moment on The Phil Henry Show.
Also include George Hamilton, Michael Jackson, Matthew McConaughey, Pierce Brosnan, Britney Spears, Julia Roberts, and Shepard Smith.
These are white people who you say are overly tanned.
I believe these are people who do not need to be as tanned as they are because we are in a situation right now.
Michael Jackson is black. Michael Jackson is a black man who is lightening his skin.
That is not the information that I have, sir. That is...
Well, the information you have is wrong. What, do you think he's a white man trying to darken himself up?
The information I have is that he has purposely manipulated the pigmentation of his skin. And
yeah, he's a black man trying to get lighter.
I understood that he is a white man trying to get darker.
No. Wrong. So this is what I mean, okay?
I think you need to recheck your facts.
I don't have to recheck my facts. The Jackson 5 were a singing group for years. They're black. Let's go over to Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Bill, go ahead.
You know, when you really think about it, Phil, most people that go to the beach and get a tan and put tanning lotion on and everything wind up with a golden tan. People from the Middle East do not have that kind of coloring. They have a pale,
well,
almost...
All I can tell you is, sir, I think it is not the time to be getting darker, considering what we're up against.
No,
And I don't know what, you know, if you have the opportunity to darken up. I think now is not the time to tan up.
Well, it may not be.
And get everybody freaked out.
It's time to tan up, but I just really don't think. I think this guy's making an issue out of something that, you know, it's just crazy.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. You think I'm making an issue out of something? When two of my friends, people who I've known my whole life, are talking with me, and they know I'm afraid of what's been going on in the country, and then they purposefully go down to the beach, get cocoa butter, Band of Soleil, and baby oil, lather up, get dark, and then show up at my house and go, hi, you know, they know full well they were dark as the inside of a cow, and they're trying to scare me? No. Not going to happen.
They don't even look the same.
Huh?
People that get a tan, white people, Caucasian people,
right,
that go to the beach and get a tan,
yeah,
don't, I mean, I live in an area
they don't look like
that
Arabs.
Is saturated with people from the Middle East. Every person that owns and runs and operates a gas station.
Are they tan?
Are they tan? They're from the Middle East.
Okay, so they got natural tans.
It's not even
tan. They're not tan. It's a different coloration than a tanning.
Your standard Arab tans. He got a tan. How do you think he's dark? Well, how do you think he's dark?
That's the natural pigment.
And a different color darkness than someone that goes and gets a tan at the beach.
All that comes from tanning.
Tanning? You make it sound like every cat in the Middle East lays out at least 3 hours a day to keep his skin dark. Otherwise, he'd look like freaking Johnny Winter. These guys, the pigmentation of the people of the Middle East is naturally dark.
I understand that, Mr. Rainey. I'm not arguing about that. I'm talking about white people going out and trying to get as brown as a turd just so that they can scare me. That's the point of my lawsuit, because I believe that it was torturous interference and extreme emotional rape, and that's why I put it to the lawyer that way.
Jesus. All right, Bill, thanks for your call. Here is Sandra on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Sandra.
Hello, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, for the comment for the gentleman, Michael Jackson is black. The reason why his skin is white is because he has a disease. And he wants to even out the tone.
No, I consider him to be dark for a white man.
Yes, he's dark, but he is an African-American. In fact, I met him when he was 10 years old.
What color was he then?
He was brown.
He was brown then?
Very African-American, yes.
So he's lightening up.
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
He
ain't getting darker.
He has a disease. It's not because he wants to become.
I would like to commend Michael Jackson for trying to at least lighten up a little bit and take the fear out of people like me.
What has that got to do with it? He's black.
He's black. He's doing it because he has a disease.
By his skin getting lighter, I don't have to be as afraid.
Wait, what, when you see Michael Jackson coming down the street?
Mr. Henry, you are treating me as an adversary.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying, I'm treating you as an adversary. Michael Jackson is a black man who has a skin disease, and his pigmentation is leaving him. But he is certainly not a white man trying to darken up. It's the other way around. That's what the lady was trying to say.
Well, I have nothing against black people. They're naturally tan.
Well, so are many Middle Eastern people. Besides, all Arabs are not.
Do you lay out? How long do you lay out?
How long do I lay out? I'm African American.
How long do you lay out during the day to stay dark?
I don't have to stay out.
You don't have to go in the sun? You just stay dark all the time?
What are you talking?
I'm African American.
She's black. She's black, okay? That means you don't have to go out and get tanned up.
But she's black, which means she can. That's why she's black, because of the suntan.
No, she was born like that.
I was born like that.
So if you stay indoors, do you stay black?
I certainly do. Have you ever seen black people?
Okay, that's something else that people haven't told me.
Oh, come on.
Have you met any black people? Do you have any black friends?
I don't have any as friends. I have worked with them. I think they're very fine and industrious people. Yes, ma'am.
Well, then ask them if they stay inside. If they
Or do they go out and get tanned? Thanks, Sandra, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Julia, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I have a comment for your caller. Actually, I own a tanning salon in Philadelphia, and let me tell you, I'm in business because people want to come here because they're just satisfied with their pale color.
Well,
okay.
That's fine, but this is the wrong time to be getting dark, ma'am. We have been at the mercy of individuals from a part of the world where they're dark and golden brown.
I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. Because
how
you know
do you
what?
Figure? How do you figure that?
Okay, look,
we have been at the mercy of these golden brown people now for a month.
Right, but let me tell you something. Do you also tell the same people that are walking around half naked on a beach to cover up? You don't want them to get dark. Yeah, they can walk around half naked. What a good example for your children.
I don't mind that so much as when they get off the beach
exactly.
and come into the restaurants, come into my place of business, and I can clearly see they've got blue eyes or green eyes, but they're dark just so they're going to scare me.
But
now,
you know
the golden
what?
Brown people have
What do you mean the golden brown people?
Right?
You mean the Middle
what is
Eastern?
That?
No, I'm saying...
Did you go to school? Did you go to school in America? Look.
Yes, ma'am, I did. I'm saying that
I have a tanning salon, right? It's called Middle Eastern Flavor. I am Middle Eastern, okay?
Ma'am, we have been at the mercy of deep, dark, chocolatey, rich people.
People come up to me and tell me how beautiful my skin color is. I have green eyes.
Are you originally from the Middle East? Are you originally from the Middle East?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm sure that you're very lovely because you have a natural tan.
Yes, and I do not lay out in no sun, okay? Let me tell you
that. No, but because you come from a place where there's a lot of sand, you got that.
No,
good...
there is no sand. I was not born on sand. Let me tell you where sand is, where you're living, in California. And another thing,
Wait, where are you from? Where are you from? Are you from Afghanistan or someplace like that?
I'm not from Afghanistan. I'm from Pakistan.
I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you.
I'm not familiar with that.
That's near India.
Do you know what would make you feel better?
What?
Me? I'm willing to offer you a lifetime of tanning for you and your family, and you can get over this.
I'm not willing, ma'am, to sacrifice the peace
of mind of my family.
So I can walk around as black as the inside of a cow for the rest of my life. Why do I want to do that?
Women keep me in business.
What color are you? I mean, what color is your hair?
Olive.
Julia, but what, Steve, what color is your hair?
I've got blonde hair.
My hair is light brown.
Okay, I'm asking Steve. You have blonde hair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're not going to get black as the inside of a cow, man. You got blonde freaking hair. As, in fact, for a guy with your coloring, I'd stay out of the sun, man.
Oh, great. So everybody else gets to be a deep, rich brown.
What do you mean a deep, rich brown?
What is brown? What is this brown?
I'm saying that the chocolate brown people who attack
our
country...
We are not Crayola crayons, okay?
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Middle East...
Get off the phone.
I think you should be worried.
Shut up. I'm on the phone right now. What?
I think you should be worried about your mail.
The chocolate brown people.
Should be worried about...
Get off the phone.
His wife is trying to get him off the phone.
If I were to tan, I'd
exactly.
see myself in the mirror.
He probably realizes what a fool he's making out of himself online.
I'm not making an ass out of myself. I'm trying to tell the lady.
Thank you.
You own a tanning salon, okay?
I'm giving you guys free
You're giving
tans.
White people... You're letting white people get deep...
You guys
rich
keep
brown...
Business.
What?
You guys keep me in business. You guys pay my bills.
Okay, fine. This is an idiotic discussion that we're having here.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. So now you're calling me an idiot.
Yeah, this is an idiot. You're suing them for emotional rape because they went out and got a tan. Think about
it,
man.
You're just trying to make money. You were just trying to make money. Okay? You were just trying to make money.
Go get a job.
You will make money.
I'm on the phone right now, okay?
I'll give you a job.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Julia. 1-800-449-8686. Go over to Raymond on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Raymond.
Yes, thank you very much. I believe the gentleman is a racist. He's paranoid.
I'm a racist.
No, sir, I'm not.
I've got nothing against blacks.
He is creating so much fear as a result of the incidents that have taken place. What happens if someone walks down your street?
The only people that are creating fear, sir, are the ones that go out and for no reason whatsoever get a deep brown tan.
That's the beauty of this country.
Yeah, the beauty of this country.
Choice.
And now all of a sudden they're walking in.
See, what you're doing is you're profiling people, Steve. They got a dark tan, you get scared.
Well, yeah.
It's a beautiful country.
You don't,
it's a beautiful
sir?
Country.
Beautiful
you know what
country.
Freedom means? Do you know what freedom means?
Hey, you know what getting a tan means when you got blue eyes? That's wrong, wrong, wrong.
It's an awesome freedom.
Tan up, baby. You wear those little bright yellow Speedos, too?
Tan up.
I bet you do, man. I can tell you that it...
And jamming up the court system with profound mental rape, I think is wrong.
Get off the phone.
Shut up. I'm on the phone right now. Get the cocoa butter out, too. See, that's my wife. Does see what you done?
I didn't do anything. We get the cocoa butter. You're the one that's been arrested for domestic battery because she had baby oil in her purse. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Steve Bozell in the preceding bit performed by me, as well as performing my own voice, the voices of the callers, all real people who thought Steve was a real person. And next Friday, October 26th, I'll broadcast my show live from the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills as part of the 2001 Radio Festival. 64 of our biggest fans and their guests will be part of our live audience for a special local show from 7 to 10 p.m. Enter to win a pair of tickets by logging on to philhendryshow.com and look for the link on the main page. If you're in Los Angeles over that weekend, if you'd like to come and see our show at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills, then go across the street maybe to Johnny Rockets, maybe go around the corner there to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I don't know. Nate and Al's is across the street. Have yourself a Ted. Have yourself a baked potato wrapped in tinfoil. Then head on out, man. It'll be on Friday night, October 26th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills. It's Phil Hendry Show, and listen to this story. This is warm, fuzzy. It's just a warm, fuzzy deal. The World Trade Center recovery effort has brought plenty of sadness and some extraordinary tales of survival, including one of a very resourceful cat. Yes, beneath the rubble in a forgotten basement of what was once a restaurant, rescuers found the blast survivor curled up in a carton of napkins. The owner of the restaurant made the discovery about 2 weeks after the disaster. He immediately called rescuers. Dr. John Charros said that the cat had given birth to 3 kittens. Mom was very emaciated, very thin and dehydrated. She's suffering from the flu. She's still getting over that now and had a little secondary bacterial infection. The babies were in pretty good shape. They've been feeding well. I think Mama weighed in at 5 pounds when she was first brought in. She should probably weigh somewhere between 8 and 10 pounds, said this guy, Mr. Charles, who I guess is the restaurant owner. Doctors immediately hospitalized the animals and predict a full recovery. Mom has been christened Hope. The babies are being called Freedom, Ander, Amber, and Flag. The father did come to the hospital to visit, although he is right now unemployed and looking for work. So the cat, the mother, Hope, and her 3 babies were doing well. Doctors are not allowing reporters to visit them, and they are issuing no comments. Although the mother cat did say, "You guys are really a pain in the ass. I always used to watch the TV and look at all you reporters bugging people, and now I know just what a pain in the ass you can all be." Shelter operators at Brooklyn Center for Animal Care and Control said that they found homes for the cat and kittens. They should be able to leave the hospital in November. A man by the name of Ben Fagan, who operates a ring of young thieves in London, said he'd take the cats in. Anyway, what am I talking about? A man named Ben Fagan, who operates a ring of young thieves in London. That's it, Phil. You just keep right on drinking your dinner, friend. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. So that was a very sweet little moment there from what has otherwise been a real suck time, man. See what else is going on here. Bell South will cut 3,000 jobs. As the news comes in, it's always nice to see those "we're going to cut jobs" stories, isn't it? Bell South will cut 3,000 jobs. The rest of us are trying our very best to love our country, to support our country in any way that we can, but Bell South is going to cut 3,000 jobs. And, of course, the question would come up from anguished lips. Well, that's how you do business, Henry. What do you want them to do, lose money? No, I don't want them to lose money. I wouldn't mind it if they cut back their profit projecting just a little bit. I wouldn't mind it if they didn't project out so much money. Maybe you can trim that back a little bit so that you don't have to make as much money as you thought you would make and then portray to the rest of the country that you're a company teetering on the edge. I mean, that's, you know, that doesn't take a genius. You got a company, and I'm not saying it's Bell South. It could be any one of these companies. Yeah, well, we're not going to make as much money in this quarter. It looks like it's really going to be bad. It's really going to be tough. What an economic downturn. We're cutting 10,000 jobs. Now, that's baloney. And I would just like to think that some of these companies would keep some of these people on. Well, we have an obligation to our stockholders. Oh, come. If I was a stockholder in your company, I would want that. The money drops a few dollars in terms of how much the you know how much you're getting per share. I'll sell. I'll get into another company, but I'd be proud of what you're doing. So in other words, what you guys can do is you can not trim those jobs. Then the price per share can drop to an all-time low. I'll sell and I'll buy maybe AT&T Wireless. But I really appreciate you guys doing what you did. Oh, God. Look at Cheney, man. He's in a beautiful tuxedo. The other little story that we were looking at here is that the Taliban, according to CNN, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have a pact, according to an Al-Qaeda suspect speaking to a judge in Europe. He said that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban have a pact and that the Taliban would have had to have signed off on the 9/11 attack in order for it to proceed. And that's not that it comes as any great shock. I mean, we knew these guys were pieces of crap. But the fact is that if those cats had to sign off on that operation, then what we're doing to their country right now, or at least what we're doing to them, I should say, seems like a pretty good deal. But you know what? The goal is not to just focus on them. The goal is to find this guy bin Laden. And if we were able to neutralize one of his lieutenants, don't you think we could do the same thing to him? Wherever that guy was, maybe it was bin Laden that they killed, and they didn't want us to know that, so they just gave him another name, like Shecky Brown, second in command in the Al-Qaeda network, is dead. Because apparently there's some public relations arm to a lot of these Islamic jihad fundamentalist organizations. They're the ones that report the news to the mainstream media, and then it gets spit back to us in whatever way they want to report it. But they're the guys that say, well, this guy died, this guy's great, this is another guy who, he looks bad in gingham. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Titus, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Henry? What I wanted to discuss, I wanted to talk about the fact that everybody in the country seems to be forgetting about the bad things, the atrocities that our country has done in the name of democracy in other places. I'm not saying that what happened was right. With the World Trade Center, I'm not saying that that's right, and I'm not saying that it's bin Laden either. But what I am saying is that, you know, there should be some proof given. I would like to see the proof just to make sure that this is not a hoax or that we're not going after.
We're going after this is a hoax.
Even though that he has done things.
A hoax. Well, look at it this way: the guy was tried and convicted for the bombings in Nairobi.
But that's not what this is about. This is
What I'm saying is he's guilty already. He's a wanted fugitive. Even before September 11th, he was a wanted fugitive.
Well, you got your radio turned up? Pardon me?
You got your radio turned up?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear something?
Some crap in the background. I don't know whether it's a friend of yours bugging you or something, or it's a cop giving you a ticket. I don't know what. But, yeah. You know, I think that I'm not saying that, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. We've done lots and lots of things. America has, in the name of, and this was a struggle that began at the turn of the century, the turn of the 20th century. The Spanish-American War was a conflict that entered in this century of colonial imperialism on the part of America, where and there were senators arguing in the Senate back at the advent of that war. They said, are we going to become an empire or are we going to stay a country? And we got involved in this Spanish-American conflict, which stretched us out into Spain, or into the Philippines. And we began having dealings with third world peoples that we had absolutely no idea of how to relate to them. Our business and our need for energy took us into the Middle East. And we certainly got involved in machinations against governments down there, not the least of which was the toppling of a democratically elected Iranian government in the early 1950s, and on it goes. So America, in a lot of ways, is paying the freaking piper for a lot of crap that we never should have had our hands stuck in. But all of that having been said, all of that, and I agree with you, Titus, we still have the right to defend our country when it is attacked, and 6,000 of our people, black, white, Jewish, Christian, are butchered up by maniacs who are trying now to tell us this was a legitimate attack. This is not a legitimate. Any country has the right to defend itself. It's in the UN Charter. The United Nations.
That's true, but I'm not saying, but we don't know it. Everything on the news has been presumed. The suspected, strongly suspected. It's not concrete. I mean, about this, like you say, we have to protect our country from the attacks on our country. And
I believe in much the same way that one apprehends a dangerous criminal who still gets a jury trial. That's the way we're going after this bin Laden guy. This guy, if we can take him alive, I believe will be given a trial probably before an international court, and the evidence then will be a scene. But I got to ask you a question, and this is very relevant, and you got to answer this for me. Because I got to ask you a question. This is very relevant. The concentration camp information and facts did not come out until the Nuremberg trials. Hitler, during the Second World War, was perpetrating this atrocity. Now, are you telling me that before we were going to storm that bunker and take that guy out, we had to present some proof of the butchery that he was perpetrating on innocent civilians in Europe?
Well, now, that was a totally different, because his propaganda let us know what he was doing.
He said that he was anti-Jew, but a lot of countries in the Middle East have said they're anti-Jew and anti-Israel. Now, we're talking about the specifics of murder.
Uh-huh.
And we had no real proof of Hitler perpetrating these murders. This only came out after the war. But according to you, we would have had to have presented this proof before we stormed the chancellery and took that son of a gun out. I don't think so, man. I think in war and love, as they say, all is fair. Now, it would have been wonderful if we'd been able to apprehend Hitler and put him on trial in Nuremberg. We didn't do that. It would be nice if we could do this with this bin Laden cat. But bin Laden, you got to understand something, man. This guy has been heard on tape, his own words, saying, I loved seeing those sailors getting blown to bits on the coal. I just loved seeing their body parts flying everywhere. I mean, already this is a bad man.
I mean, you have to understand, the things that are going on in Palestine, the Israelis have guns, they have airplanes, they have all sorts of modernized weapons, and we see these Palestinians shooting rocks towards these tanks. I mean, now, anybody with just a little bit of sense can tell that's
a problem. That's a problem, yeah. That's a problem in the Middle East, man, Israel and Palestine. That's got nothing to do with our right to defend our country. I'd be willing to talk with you about all of the geo-historical elements that went into why we're where we are today, because I think it's a very valid question, and I think it's it needs to be talked about. But that conversation can have nothing to do with our right to defend ourselves and to defend our country. And once we successfully do that, and we're locked right now in a mortal battle to do that, we've got all kinds of bioterrorism. We have our armed forces are locked in a mortal battle in a part of the world that, you know, is far away from us. And right now, we've got to get a successful conclusion to the defense of this country. But once we do that, I, for one, this guy votes for getting the hell out of the Middle East and never darkening their sheets again. And if that means drilling oil in the most pristine part of this country, I say that is far better than sacrificing American, Middle Eastern, every kind of life imaginable in the Middle East, dropping bombs in somebody's freaking country. I think it is the height of arrogance. I think it's the height of ignorance to say, oh, let's not drill in our beautiful, pristine wilds. Let's just keep pumping oil out of the Middle East so that some raghead can lose his life, some poor Palestinian can get shot, so that part of the world can maintain, its Stone Age existence, just so we can keep Old Faithful spouting every 5 minutes, whatever the hell it is. I ain't never seen Old Faithful. I don't care if I ever do. They got to knock that thing out to pump some oil out of the ground so we can save some lives in a part of the world that has been butchered up for the last 50 years. Then I say that's cool. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Four four nine. 866-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8... Oh, she just said that? Okay. Let's go over to Ted. Ted, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I believe you were in error when you said that Osama bin Laden was tried and convicted. My understanding is...
He's wanted. I misspoke.
Yeah, he was... I believe he was indicted.
Yeah.
By a grand jury.
Right. He's like a fugitive.
Well, he's never admitted to being behind any either the embassy bombings or the coal incident or this attack on the World Trade Center.
Right.
In the case of the embassy bombings, he admitted that he knew two of the suspects.
Right.
And in the case of the coal attack, I don't think there's any evidence connecting him to it.
I don't think that's true.
No?
It's just that we haven't heard. No, I don't think it's true. Bin Laden operates the same way, in much the same way a lot of domestic terror organizations operate. We're able to sue and shut down organizations that are convicted of, or that we are able to show a connection in terms of money.
You're talking about RICO?
It could be RICO, but you know, the what was it? White Aryan Resistance was found culpable in the death of a black man in Portland. And their money was taken from them.
Okay. Did you think that was a just verdict? Because
absolutely.
What they had was a videotape of Tom Metzger saying...
Oh, wow. You're really up on this stuff, huh?
Well, he made a general statement to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Go out and kick some ass.
Absolutely.
Well...
Absolutely just.
Well, I tell
and
you what,
Bin Laden providing money, that's conspiracy. That would put you away for a long time in any court, in any country in the world. So, yeah, this guy is... Not only is he guilty of conspiracy, the man is in conspiracy in terms of providing the funding for these operations, but I have no doubt that they have proof. In fact, the FBI has a manual that has been published by Al-Qaeda, which gives basically directive and procedural information on how to carry out these operations, written by our pal, Osama. Here is Willie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening. I grew up on your show.
Wow, cool.
This is my first time calling.
Thanks for calling.
I'm a little nervous.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm in the Marine Reserves, and I just want to say that I appreciate your show. It's really, like, helped my morale.
Hey, good, man. Thanks.
And I was thinking one of the ways you're talking about winning the propaganda war.
Yeah.
I know they got a news thing called Al Jazeera. Yeah, it's like your CNN.
Yeah.
And I think they, the Saudi government or someone from Saudi, the millionaires, they help out that show. And I think come November 5 or something, they're not going to help them out anymore. They're going to be independent. And since they show anything, they're going to lose a lot of, you know, nobody wants to sponsor that show because, you know, they show whatever Bush says or whatever, you know, whatever they get, they show.
Yeah.
So I was thinking somehow we could keep them up or something.
Maybe I ought to send them some tapes.
I don't know. I was thinking, too, like, if I ever have to go there, I probably won't see any action until maybe Iraq goes into this. But I would like to listen to your show over there maybe for
maybe
an
we'll,
hour.
Maybe we'll pump it onto Armed Forces Radio or something. Maybe we can be part of the disinformation campaign. I'd
love
for it to
be great.
Broadcasting to Afghanistan right now. All you Taliban, put your hands up. Put the gun behind you. And hello, this is Dave Oliver. I'd like to say to the Taliban, man, your number's up, man. Something like that. All right, Willie.
I like your Raj thing,
yeah.
Saying we don't have air superiority.
Yeah, Raj, yeah. Fly lower so we can shoot you. Okay, brother. Thanks, Willie, and good luck to you, man. And thanks
all right,
for calling.
You.
Okay. Don't forget our broadcast on the 26th of October at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills, The Phil Hendry Show.